A week ago, the Cherokee Nation held a special election on the tribe's citizenship requirements. More than three-quarters of voters chose to amend the tribal constitution and revoke the citizenship of roughly 2,800 black members of the Cherokee tribe. The Cherokee freedmen, as they're called, were slaves of Cherokees when they were forced to walk from their home in the Smoky Mountains to what's now Oklahoma. These slaves, of course, were freed at the end of the Civil War and were given Cherokee citizenship rights in an 1866 treaty. The freedmen intend to challenge the election results and even ask the U.S. government to cut federal ties to the Cherokee Nation. One person who's been following this legal battle is Jenny Monet, the filmmaker of Laguna and Zuni Pueblo descent. She's working on a documentary about the history of the Cherokee freedmen called Cherokee by Blood. She joins us from member station KWGS in Tulsa. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Is there any reason other than simple racism that would lead so many Cherokee to vote against the membership of people who've been a member of their tribe for so many years?
Let's talk about discrimination. You take a look at the long history of Oklahoma, and ironically, you know, 100 years ago, it was the statehood of Oklahoma in which the first law that was passed was the Railcar Act, which put African Americans in the trains in separate cars.
Yeah, but let me point out that's not the law in Oklahoma now and hasn't been for some time. And you're not putting the citizenship rights of anybody up for the vote in the state of Oklahoma and inviting people not to be citizens.
Please. So I guess what I was saying and what I was getting at is that the mentality of the Cherokee Indian tribe at the time was, do we cross the line with our black brothers and sisters, or do we support Oklahoma statehood and follow in that regard? And if you look at the Cherokee Nation, they are considered one of the more assimilated tribal governments of all the 563 federally recognized tribes today. They're also considered one of the more powerful and prosperous. They have a wonderful model of checks and balance systems with their tribal Supreme Court. But in terms of really getting down to the race issue, yes, you'll have critics here who will downright say it's bigotry. Because what's unlike other cases where identity wars are dividing tribes today, the defining factor here isn't money. There's been criticism that they're only signing up to get health care benefits or to sign up and enroll in these housing programs. Mm-hmm. So is it voting power? You'll hear a lot of proponents of the freedmen say the current administration in the tribe is concerned that the freedmen have a large voting power. But I think that after this vote, you're hearing more sentiment about bigotry.
What could happen legally at this point if the freedmen get their case heard before a U.S. district court? And could there be repercussions for other tribes?
Well, certainly the profound parallel in all of this is the situation of the Seminole Freedmen case that really settled itself in 2000. The Seminoles quietly moved to remove its Seminole Freedmen citizens from the rolls. Benefits were cut, such as education funding for children, voting rights. The Treaty of 1866 for the Seminole Nation between the Seminole Nation and the United States government secured the rights of the Seminole Freedmen. And if you're not recognizing this right in your own treaty, then you've abrogated it between the United States, and our government-to-government ward guardian relationship no longer stands. So that's very prominent to consider in the Cherokee Nation case right now. I don't think that anyone wants to see this pushed into the federal arena for very many reasons. Once you start taking internal tribal matters that have all avenue to be handled within the tribe, the minute it starts to enter the federal arena is where the real threat begins, because it becomes an imposition on a tribe's right to self-govern themselves, to self-determination, mm-hmm. and that very sovereign strength that they've built up over the last 30 years. Imagine if Congress steps in and starts mandating blood requirements and restrictions on all tribes, locking them into an agreement that they didn't form themselves. It takes tribes backwards, not forwards, in their efforts that they've worked so hard to regenerate and rebound from in their sovereign motivations. Mm.
Jenny Monet, Native American filmmaker in Oklahoma, making a documentary about the Cherokee legal battle called Cherokee by Blood. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Scott.